This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope everyone had a great weekend, a Father's Day weekend, and we were actually out doing a live remote at Bristlecone Shooting Training and Retail Center and had a great turnout out there. I want to thank all of our listeners that stopped by and said hello to, for John Rush, Drive Radio, and our show, Sportsman of Colorado. Well, today, money beliefs versus money realities with our good friend Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is a managing partner with OWRS Firm. You can check out their website at exactly that address, owrsfirm.com. And Kyle's always kind enough to offer a free consultation for our listeners, 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, happy belated Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Everything go well?
Yeah, it was a great day. Spent some time with family and had a barbecue. And so, yeah.
That'll work.
It was a good day.
Watch a little golf and good.
Watched a little golf. Went and hit some golf balls in the morning.
Oh, did you?
And,
okay,
cool. Yeah. So it was a good day.
Good deal. Well, you know, I thought we'd talk a little bit about today, of course, what you do, which is helping us with our retirement. And you were telling me a little bit before the show here about an article you had read.
Yeah. You know, in this article, I found, you know, it's it was about a guy that, you know, had really no savings. He was 50 years old and had a goal to retire at 65 with a nest egg of $1 million, which is a pretty lofty goal over 15 years to build up $1 million of savings. But, you know, as I read further, you know, some financial experts were weighing in on just what this guy was going to do and had a lot of different opinions. But, you know, it's important to save. But, you know, of course, we also want to live our life and not adjust that lifestyle down too much. So, you know, but we want to have some fun in there. So, you know, today we're going to talk about, you know, saving for that nest egg, how to build it up. But we want to enjoy that lifestyle. And, you know, and our clients, the theme that I hear all the time from our clients that come in, they're always asked, you know, their primary concerns are, Kyle, you know, I don't want to run out of money. I don't want to be a burden to my kids and family down the road. You know, I don't want to overpay in taxes. I want to, you know, make sure that we're not, you know, overspending there. And are we doing things the right way? And then also, you know, the fear of the stock market, and we don't want any significant losses. You know, that's a big ask to cover all those,
yeah.
Right? They put me to work. But those are things that we're good at. And, you know, we've got a very good track record on that end. You know, can't always make guarantees and so forth. Depends on what we're doing. But we do work very hard on that end, and we are good at covering those. So, you know, building up that nest egg, you know, for everyone, it's a little bit different. But you know, we do need to build up that nest egg to make sure we don't run out, though.
Right. And, you know, so many people, it appears, seem to think that the financial planning aspect of this for retirement is simply about investments. And man, that's just one piece of the pie, as we say.
It is. You know, everyone thinks what we've been indoctrinated to do and just ingrained is just that rate of return is the answer to everything. And it's certainly not. You know, when you're handling your investments, I wish we were on TV, I'd put up a graph right now and show everybody this. But, you know, there's a difference between accumulating assets during retirement and then withdrawing assets, or accumulating assets up to retirement and then withdrawing assets during retirement. And I don't know if I'll try and make this very simple, but, you know, let's say that we took the rate of return of the stock market since 2000, so over the last 17 years here. You know, if we took that rate of return, and if you're heading into retirement, let's say I'm going to retire in 2019. So I'm going to take the rate of return of the market from 2000 through 2018. You can shift those rates of return in any order that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to end up with the same dollar value at the end. So, you know, if the first 3 years are bad years in the market, which they were in the 2000s, and then we went into some good years, and then we had the bad 2008 drop, and since then it's been up, you could shift those around in any order that you wish, and you're still going to end up with the same amount of money. So that's the accumulation phase. But when you're heading into retirement and you're starting to withdraw. Now, if you were to shift those rates of return around, the end result after, let's say, 18 years into retirement right. is going to be quite significant. You may run out of money. You may end up with $2 million at the end of the 18 years. You may run out of money 10 years in. During retirement, those rates of return are much more impactful than negative rates of return, because now what you're doing is you are withdrawing from an account. And if you are withdrawing from an account that is decreasing in value because of the market also, you really have a significant problem there. Mm-hmm. And so what I find so often from families is that they've designed, you know, they have a set of investments, but when they get to retirement, they really don't reevaluate. They don't change those. They really have the same investments and they're taking the same path. And that can have a huge negative impact on someone when they head into retirement. We heard the horror story from so many families in 2008.
Sure.
That when the market dropped, many of them needed to go back to work because they just lost 30 or 40% of what they had because they were applying the same principles and going down the same path that they were applying prior to retirement. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden they just lost everything. But the problem was the job market was bad, the stock market was bad, everything, right? You're stuck, right? It was a sad situation. So, you know, you have to apply different principles. And so often, you know, I hear all the time that, you know, that families are applying principles because of what they've been told. They're applying principles, things that are like the 4% rule, where you withdraw 4% of your account value every year, or the Monte Carlo theory. These are things that are thrown about in our industry that people apply, and it's because that's what they've been told to do. But a lot of those, the Monte Carlo theory, that actually dates back to World War II. It was used as an algorithm, a formula, by the what was the think tank? Now it slips my mind, but okay. There was a think tank of scientists and so forth that, you know, helped to develop the atom bomb and everything that we were doing. And then they took that algorithm and so forth, and it was about probability, and they created that into the financial Monte Carlo that we have today. But the problem is that thing is, you know, 75, 80 years old.
Sure.
And it can't be applied to today's principles and today's economy and market and so forth the same way. So rather than using what's called modern portfolio theory or the 4% rule or Monte Carlo theory, you know, those things, you know, those are old principles. Even though they're called modern portfolio theory,
right.
That program is over 20 years old, and in most cases today just won't work when we run that on a retirement scenario.
Sure.
So we've got to stay up to date, and there are a lot of ways to go about it, but you have to apply different principles in retirement than what you did before.
Absolutely. Kyle O'Dell is our guest. If you're just joining us, Kyle's the managing partner of OWRS Firm. Check out their website, owrsfirm.com, and his number, 303-780-7350. So I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, you know, how much do I need for retirement? I mean, how do you go about diagnosing that number, so to speak, when you meet with people and go through maybe a consultation or two with them? How much do they need?
Right. You know what? It's different for everyone.
Yep.
You know, $1 million sounds great, but we'll talk about that in a second. How far will $1 million really go? It depends on that lifestyle and things, but you know, we're going to take a lot of things into account. Now it's all based on projections. We don't know what the economy is going to do, but we're going to project out inflation. We're going to project out taxes. We're going to project out that lifestyle. We're going to project out healthcare costs. We're going to look at a lot of different things that you have going on in your life to see, can that pile of money that you've accumulated, can it withstand the stresses that inflation and taxes and healthcare costs and debt and travel and occasionally remodeling the house and everything you want to do, you know, stock market loss, you know, all the things that life throws at us, can that pile of money that you've accumulated withstand those stresses? Mm-hmm. That's what we're ultimately trying to see. And, you know, if someone has $1 million, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of money.
Until the unexpected comes.
Right. You know, and so, you know, $1 million in a traditional market setting right now, you know, if you're going to go buy a portfolio of stocks and mutual funds, you know, the way the math works out on that right now is that you would only want to withdraw about 3% of that, or $30,000 a year, and increase it with inflation over time, you know, off of a million. So if you had that, you know, plus Social Security, you know, maybe that puts you at $50,000-$60,000 a year. You know, if you're debt-free, you can live on a decent lifestyle, because the taxes on that probably aren't going to be too significant, or they're going to be fairly low depending on the situation. So, you know, living on $4,000-$6,000 a month, that's not too bad. But there are many ways to design that. You know, you can create and we're really, as a company, agnostic to products. My job is to solve a problem for you and find the right tool. So, you know, you could take $1 million, put it in the market, and that'd probably create about $30,000 a year of income. You could take, take that same million, you could take half of it and purchase an annuity that will give you almost the same income that the million gave you in the market. Now you take the other half of, you know, $500,000 that's left over, and set that aside to help keep up with inflation over time, to help take care of healthcare costs, long-term growth. So there are different ways to go about it. It's about, you know, using a tool that you understand, using a tool that meets your needs, and figuring out what's best for you. But you can accomplish, you know, different things with different tools if you understand how to use them correctly and use them the right way.
Right. Do most people you find that come to your office already have a pretty effective budget that they live by? In other words, are we going to be effective? My question is really this. Are we going to be effective at saving if we don't have some kind of budget that we really...
If you're in that accumulation phase and you're trying to save for retirement and you don't have a budget, you don't have... If I were to sit down with you and ask you, Scott, what's a typical, you know, what are your typical expenses on a monthly basis? What typically goes out? Is it $4,000 a month? Is it $6,000 a month? And if you just look at me with a
blank
stare,
like I'm looking at you now.
Right. We have a problem.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's number one. Now, I know some people, they love budgets. They love to be analytical. They love that B word. They love to dig into that. And then there are others like me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the word budget.
Right.
I don't want to be constrained on a budget, you know? So I know, you know, we're kind of half and half on that end. But even in that case, even if you're like me and I don't really like budgets, I don't want to be constrained by money, I can still tell you how much goes out on a monthly basis. I could tell you in 10 seconds if I've got my computer in front of me. I've got all that. You know, I know what our monthly, you know, outflow is. I know how much we save every month. You know, I've got a pretty good handle on all that. And I think that's a big key if you know, all right, just to use simple round numbers here, if we have $8,000 a month that we make in gross income before taxes, and then after taxes, let's say we pay $2,000 in taxes, so there's six left. And if we look at it and just hop online to see, okay, what goes to our monthly bills, and let's say it's $4,500 every month, that means we've got $1,500 that is left over. We should be able to save it. Now, some of that, it's going to fluctuate at times depending on what, you know, car breaks down. You know, we need to replace the gutters on the house, the windows, you know, some stuff. Life just loves to throw stuff at us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's why we need to save, so we can write the check for it. So, you know, when we're looking at those things, you should have a rule of thumb to be able to say, you know, usually, you know, I typically have $200 a month left over. I typically have $2,000 a month left over. What is that? And start saving it and putting it away, you know. You know, and start small. I always tell people, you know, if you look at your budget and say, okay, I typically always have $500 a month. Well, don't start saving $500 every month, because it's too much pressure on you to stay within that budget day one.
Sure.
It's like going to the gym and say, well, my first day in the gym, I'll see in 2 hours. I'm going to work my rear end off and I'll come crawling out of the gym. Well, that just doesn't work.
Right.
Start off small. Work your way into it, and that way you don't hate it day one.
Sure.
Right? Or if we're cutting back and we're going to go, you know, a little more healthy on that diet, and we're used to having a bowl of ice cream every night, don't go cold turkey day one and say, I'm not going to have any ice cream this month. Cut it back to the weekend.
Sure.
Right? So start small, work your way up, you know, maybe set up an automatic, you know, transfer in your bank account where money goes from your bank account to your savings account, where you're doing $300 a month for the next couple of months, and just be able to look and see, okay, did it work? Was I able to do that? Was I able to stay within my budget? Did I do it? Yeah, I did. Great. Okay. Now let's start taking that $300 a month, and maybe I look at a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA or whatever it may, you know, whatever it may be, where I'm investing that money to get it to grow for me. But start small and work up from there. But yes, you do have to have a handle on that budget.
Sure. Kyle Odell is our guest. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about really where do we begin, as Kyle is just talking about here, that should we take a percentage, dollar amount, how do we look at that? And then we're going to talk a little bit about 401ks. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. If you're just joining us, Kyle Odell is again with us. He's a managing partner. OWRSfirm.com is the website. And if you'd like a free consultation with Kyle, give his office a call, 303-780-7350. Talking about retirement, saving up that nest egg, and we were referring to an article that Kyle read over the weekend. Or a gentleman at the age of 50 really didn't have anything, but had that goal to retire at 65 and had a $1 million nest egg. And we're talking about the possibilities of that and how to do it. And so, Kyle, like I say, when you mentioned the savings, you mentioned, hey, start realistically, as you said. So whether that be a percentage, whether that be a dollar amount, 200, 300, whatever that may be, but just start there. And then once we see that accumulate, I'm sure that gets encouraging to us.
It does. It does. It's like, you know, okay, I've been going to the gym for a few weeks, and I know that first day we go to the gym, we go back home, we look in the mirror, we're thinking, well, that didn't work.
Yeah,
right? Really. I don't want to go tomorrow. So it takes some time. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time to develop that muscle, that habit of saving. Everything that we do, I don't care if it's eating healthy, going to the gym, saving money, whatever it is, it's all a habit, always. You know, either you have good habits or you have bad habits. And those habits, if you have bad habits, they take a while to break. If you want a good habit, it takes a while to build that up. So you've got to change those things. And so when we're looking at it, you know, a great place to start for most people, if your employer offers it, is to have a 401k at work. You know, if you're, especially if they provide a match, you know, if they're providing a, let's say a 4% match, I would almost always, almost 100% of the time, contribute up to that employer match and take advantage of it. And then anything above that, that's where you need to decide, does it make sense to keep contributing to that 401k, or does it make sense to go someplace else? Because what you really have to understand about a 401k is there is no tax advantage to having a 401k, that the 401k only does one thing, and it postpones the tax to a future date. That's it. Okay. The one advantage it has is that it may provide an employer match. Outside of that, there is no advantage. You're either going to pay the tax today or you're going to pay it in the future. That's it. So the question is, what tax bracket are you going to be in down the road? We know that right now, with the new Trump tax reform and everything that went into place, taxes for most people are probably on sale right now. Mm-hmm. So as much as it can hurt at times in your pocketbook, to go ahead and pay that tax now, potentially take advantage of that employer match, pay the tax on anything else, bring it home, and possibly looking at funding a Roth IRA or some other tax advantage vehicle where you don't have those future taxes on it. So there are a lot of things to look at there and discuss. That's a one-on-one scenario. But, you know, starting with that 401k at work, if your employer does not provide one, then I would certainly take some time and look at a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is a tax-free account as long as you follow the two rules on it, which are that you have to be 59 and a half to access it, and that you've, that the account has been established for 5 years. As long as you follow those two rules, it has a tax-free aspect to it. There are other reasons to be able to get in there, whether it's health care or education costs or first down payment on a home and some things, different ways to get to it without having to pay taxes. But it can be, those would certainly be locations for most people that are starting off to look at.
Right. You know, when you just start going through all the different just little things you did there and little taxes, if everybody did everything right, so to speak, and just invest, but we're not familiar with all the different tax ramifications, kill you.
It will. It certainly can. So, you know, there's a reason our IRS tax code is so complex, you know, and you know, I always tell people to consult a tax professional or financial professional to, you know, whenever you're looking at taxes and making sure that you're making the right decisions. But, you know, you look at things like, you know, we have what's called a graduated tax code, which means that, you know, your first, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, so again, you always have to talk to a tax professional.
Sure.
But roughly, you know, your first $17,000 of income, you're not paying any taxes on. If I'm, you know, married filing jointly, then up to $38,000 or so, somewhere, or $40,000, then I'm, you know, just paying a 10% tax. And then above that, I'm paying a 15% tax. So my first few dollars that come into my household, I'm probably not paying, I'm not paying any taxes on that first, let's say, $18,000. Right. Then the next, anywhere from, I believe it's $18,000 to $44,000, I'm paying a 10% tax on. And then anything from 44 to 77, I'm paying a 12% tax on. So it's a graduated tax code. And that's on dollars that are, you know, that are coming in from a job, dollars that are coming in from IRAs and 401ks or pensions. But then I also, I may have dollars over here in a different account that has no tax benefit to it. It's just cash where I've gone and bought a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, and I'm paying a capital gains tax on that money every year. And so with that, I'm paying a 15% tax. But that tax on that doesn't start again. So my first, whatever it is, $20,000, I'm not paying any taxes. Then anywhere from $20,000, actually all the way up to, if you're married filing jointly, from $20,000 up to, I believe it's $420,000. That's a big gap. You're just paying a 15% tax the entire time. So there are different ways to handle all this. Now, there are other things that can come into account where they've added a tax, the Obamacare tax, the AMT tax, different things that, you know, could come into place there. if you depend on how much income you have coming in. But overall, I mean, when you look at our tax code, it is very complex. There are a lot of moving parts to it, and this is why we always use software to, you know, go through it, and we always consult a tax professional. But so many different moving parts to it, and so to have your assets in areas where, you know, we've got money that's being taxed as ordinary income from 401ks and IRAs and so forth, and we have money where we're paying a capital gains tax of usually 15%, and then money assets where we don't have any taxes because we've set it up correctly in Roth IRAs and things. By having that diversification, that can certainly help rather than just having all your eggs in one spot.
Sure.
When it comes to your taxes.
You know, when it comes to self-employed people, boy, that's a place we can get in trouble in a hurry.
Yep.
Because they're not getting taxes taken out sometimes, you know, different things like that. So let's say you got someone like the article you read, person's 50 years old, don't have anything going yet.
Yep.
Do you recommend, probably, and like I say, this could be go either way, you need that personal consultation, but do you recommend them doing some kind of IRA to start that savings thing instead of just putting it a savings in a bank?
If you're self-employed, one of the things I would certainly look at, you can do an IRA depending on that income and so forth, but usually the investment of choice for someone that is self-employed is called a SEP, S-E-P. And with that, a SEP, I believe you can put in, it's around $54,000 per year, tax deferred, kind of like a 401k. So you can put money in there, no taxes until you make a withdrawal down the road, and it's about $54,000 a year that you can put in there, and that gets deducted off your taxes on the front end. So any contributions into that, that can be a great area where a lot of self-employed people can put a pretty good chunk of money each year, so that as they're heading up to retirement, that's certainly going to make a nice impact heading in.
Right. So we're halfway through the year. What about people, maybe they get bonuses? Maybe they get them quarterly. Maybe they get them at the end of the year. Those always seem to get taxed heavily.
They do.
Is there any way to sit down with you and maybe there'll be some tax things you can show us to keep more of that money? Or
you know, if it's a bonus, usually that bonus is paid out and it's just going to hit your paycheck. Usually, you know, if you do have an employer-sponsored plan like a 401k and so forth, a lot of times you can defer some of that bonus into that 401k. So that's certainly something to look at. If it's a stock option and so forth, those are things where we want to talk with a tax professional, and we have some that we work with where we sit down with our clients and let's talk with this tax person and figure out, okay, does it make sense to realize that stock now and sell it? Do we want to wait? Do we want to do it in chunks? How do we want to do this? How is it going to impact your taxes? So those are all individual one-on-one conversations. A lot of times there are things you can do to spread those taxes out with these different situations, whether it's a stock option or a bonus. But those are all one-on-one conversations to figure out. That goes right back to planning rather right. than, you know, putting the blinders on and, boy, I hope I do this right.
I think you said a few weeks ago, hope is not a strategy.
Hope is not a strategy. Yeah. And if you don't have a plan, that's what you're using is just hope.
Right. Real quick, about a minute and a half here, but we've all heard the saying, live and blow our means.
Yeah.
A lot easier said than done.
It is.
I mean, we're good at telling our kids live that. But what are some things that, tips maybe that you can help with? We still want to go out there and
go have some
get
fun.
Some rewards, yep. Have some fun.
Yep.
What are some tips there?
You know, I tell you one area, I mean, a lot of things you can do, but Denver, you know, there's so many things to do in this town. If you hop online, a lot of great websites like Visit Denver and different things, it can give you ideas as to things that you can go do that are inexpensive. Using Groupon, you know, they do a lot of things with restaurants, you know, where you can go, or concerts. You know, there are a lot of great concerts coming up this summer. Hop on Groupon and take a look. Like Sam Smith is coming to town. A lot of great, you know, people that, you know, you can go really enjoy some great things in this city that are very cost effective. You know, Jazz in the Park at City Park. I mean, there's so many things you can do that don't cost any money.
Sure.
That are so much fun. You know, go buy a $10 bottle of wine and go hang out with, you know, with your significant other and go have a great evening. You know, $10. That's all it costs you.
Yep.
You know, you can. I promise you, I've had just as much fun on $10 as I've had on overspending going to Vegas or something. So, yeah, doesn't cost a lot.
Well, give Kyle's office a call, 303-780-7350. Ask for Peggy. Just mentioned you heard Kyle here on Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. And Kyle's a managing partner with OWRS Firm. Check out that website, owrsfirm.com. Kyle, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll look forward to our next visit. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. A lot of great companies there to do business with. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend, Dr. Shane Steadman. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com is the website. Dr. Steadman's always kind enough to give our listeners a free consultation. And usually by month, we talk about different subjects, but telling you, there's a lot of things Dr. Steadman's office can help you with. So check out that website for more information, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Steadman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good, bud. You have a good Father's Day?
I did. A lot of family time, which was awesome.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. All right, we've been talking about thyroid here over the last few weeks, and we barely touched on this last week, and I wanted to bring it up again with you, and that's the idea of supplements. So kind of just some general questions real quick about supplements and, you know, helping our thyroid. First, just talk a minute about the role that supplements play in our health and medical world today.
Oh, supplements, that's a good question right there, because supplements play a really big role right now. And I think probably I'll just dive into the different types of supplements, but it is playing a bigger and bigger and bigger role. And I think one of the reasons that we see is that people are, kind of tired of medications and I'm not feeling better. Now,
right.
The disclaimer or the thing to note anytime that you're listening to me talk, for anybody who's new to the radio or to this show, is to know that there's a time and there's a place for medications.
Sure.
And so we definitely believe that. But I feel that a lot of people, well, it's not even I feel. I mean, this is what we hear all the time. I think people are just really frustrated kind of with the medication world, and people are feeling like they're just being over-medicated for their symptoms. And so you're seeing, because of that, now you're seeing a big explosion of supplementation. Now, supplements also have their place and they have their roles, and there's even kind of goods and bads to supplementation. And I think that's what's good for everybody to kind of understand. And you're seeing different places, retail outlets, online stores, or even, certain gurus, that sell their supplements, and it's not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people have to be careful of, is thyroid supplements and any supplements, just because it says thyroid on it doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. And I think if people have been, listening to the show for the past couple of weeks when we talked about this topic, there are so many different reasons why people have thyroid dysfunctions that to just have a blanket, here's a thyroid supplement, this should cure everybody, is definitely misleading.
Right.
And so I think that's where we sit. So we'll talk about the different types of supplements that are out there. Probably the biggest thing that you see is that the iodine supplement. So most of your thyroid supplements have iodine in them, or they have kelp, which kelp has iodine in it. The other thing that's in a lot of these supplements is called tyrosine. Now, the reason why you see those two ingredients in a lot of supplements is because the manufacturing of hormones, the kind of the basis of it is iodine and tyrosine. So a lot of thought is like, well, if somebody's just not making, if their thyroid's not working properly, then if we just give you a bunch of iodine and a bunch of tyrosine, then your body's just going to make more naturally.
Gotcha.
Which is not always the case, because it goes back to, if you have an autoimmune disease against the thyroid, it doesn't matter how much raw material you throw into the body, you're still getting autoimmune attacks. So it may help or may not help. And in some cases with autoimmune thyroid conditions, sometimes iodine can actually make the situation worse. So if anybody has ever taken iodine and they felt worse from it, that had a thyroid issue, that usually screams that you have an autoimmune condition.
Right.
So it's that simple.
So do you recommend that, or should people, check with someone like you before they start taking supplements? How do we know what supplements are okay to take? Like you said, some of them may make us feel worse if we don't need it.
And that's absolutely, I think it's good for everybody to find that healthcare practitioner that's well-versed. And this is the sad part, I think there's even a lot of alternative practitioners that are not well-versed in supplements. And I think sometimes we can give traditional medical docs a bad rap, because if you have a rep for a certain drug company that's always at your door, then that tends to be the medications that you might use. And the same thing can actually happen in an alternative world. If you have a rep for that company, then that's what you tend to use all the time. So mm-hmm. you see the same thing in the holistic world, where people just aren't as well versed. But if you find somebody who understands the physiology of the thyroid, then they're going to more likely be well versed in the different supplements that affect physiology. So go find somebody who can help you, because they're not all created the same. We're not all the same people, and all supplements are a little bit different.
Sure. So, how does that everyday person, I would be afraid just to go to, all the different stores around now that are carrying supplements, but how's that everyday person go and pick out supplements? The ingredients labels are very difficult to read. We don't know what they mean. So like you said, I'm sure there's a lot of people just go, maybe it's my thyroid, so I'll just find something that says the word thyroid help on it or thyroid support, and it really could not be the right one for them.
Yeah, and that's actually what happens more often than not. And there are some retailers that have nutritionists or people who are well-versed in nutrition actually giving some advice. So not diagnosing, but actually kind of helping you and educating you on the different types of thyroid products. But that's only like that's a very, very small select group of stores that do that. So there's a lot more people that, you know, will listen to, you know, somebody giving like a podcast and like, oh my gosh, that he just said all the right things. That's it's all about me. So that must be the supplement that works. You know, and so I think we just become like this case study of one, this human experiment, and we'll see if it works and it doesn't work. And I think what's funnier beyond that is like, if it works for you, then you're going to assume that it works for everybody. If it doesn't work for you, then you assume it doesn't work for anybody else.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre too. But at the end of the day, it's like we're all different people. So yeah, if you go to these, some of these retail stores that have like a nutritionist, that could be a really great resource and a wealth of information. You know, if not, then you're just kind of, it's just an experiment. And if you happen to get the right one, then pat on the back. And if you don't, then people just go and try a different one. So I think do your research. You can look up ingredients. You know, that's an important piece. Like I said, most of the time you're going to find iodine in those products because that's just how the world is operated around thyroid. I think the other thing when you look at supplements is you want to make sure that like the company actually is a good company. So, you know, some companies make their stuff, you know, in a different country. And I've known some of these companies are like that. They'll make it in a different country with no standards. There's some companies out there that their standards are so incredibly high. It's unbelievable. Even like California has some of the strictest standards in the country when it comes to supplements and nutrition and food. And so some of these companies actually follow California guidelines and not, you know, regular like FDA guidelines because California is way more strict. You know, so it's all over the board with companies, and I think that's something to be a little bit leery of. So it's always good to do your research, or again, some of these companies that have nutritionists on hand, they usually kind of have an idea of who's good and who's not.
Sure. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. The number 303-781-5617. Now, are most supplements designed for short-term usage, long-term, or you mean once somebody's on them, they should just stay on them, or how do you go about that diagnosis?
So I'll talk about both. So there are some supplements that are for short-term. Now, the way that in my office that we use supplements is we use these short-term. I think it's important because I don't think the goal of supplementation is to put a patient on supplements for life. That is not the goal. Now, there are some supplements that are good for life, you know, like fish oil. Fish oil could be great for anybody at any time. You know, sometimes a multivitamin could be good. I mean, so there are some things that it's kind of like drinking water, running, eating healthy. You know, there are a couple supplements that are really good just for long term.
Right.
Because it is. Now, short term, I believe, is how supplements should be utilized. And if you're looking for a practitioner, you want to find a practitioner who has that same philosophy, because if they have that philosophy, then what they're trying to do is they're trying to work on the underlying cause. So if you are able to identify and work on the cause of a thyroid dysfunction, then you shouldn't need that supplementation long term.
Gotcha.
And that's I think the key to supplements. And I would even classify and say medications should be kind of the same thing. It's like medications should be short term if you're identifying the cause of the problem. That's why medications can be really helpful. I mean, using Synthroid or Armour, you know, could be an amazing thing for some patients. And if you found the cause of the problem, then maybe you don't need it long term. And so I think both medical or traditional medicine and holistic medicine, I think, have kind of adopted this notion that, hey, if you have a thyroid issue, you need to take this product forever.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's how it should be.
Sure.
Now, I was gonna say, on the flip side, for long term, really quick, so long-term supplementation, there may be times in which you need something like that. You know, and there's been some patients that we've actually found that, you know, if they took like one, you know, supplement a day that kept everything under control. Because sometimes with an autoimmune condition, the immune system is never, ever just sitting there. It's always protecting you and fighting, and it should be in balance and then come back to neutral and get out of balance again and come back to neutral. And for those patients that are seeing these fluctuations with an autoimmune thyroid condition, sometimes, you know, just a little bit of thyroid support, actually, whether it be medication or supplementation, sometimes could be the most amazing thing for these patients to counteract those fluctuations that their immune system goes through on a natural basis, especially when there's yellow pollen all over my deck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or there's cottonwood flying all over the place and looks like it's snowing outside. You know, your immune system has to counteract that. And so for those patients, it might kick their butt. And so a little bit of thyroid support may keep them feeling somewhat steady during these ups and downs.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. More with Dr. Shane Steadman right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mechtenberg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes with Dr. Shane Steadman. If you're just joining us, the name of the company is Integrated Health Systems, and his website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Number for a free consultation is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Talking about supplements today, we've been talking about thyroid here over the last several weeks, and Dr. Steadman's clearing up some of the things about supplements that we need to know. Now, Dr. Stedman, real quick, you know, when it comes to thyroid, like I say, we've been talking about, how do you go about deciding, and we talked about it the very first minute there, supplements versus medications? What are some of the things that tell you, you know, might need to move on to medications instead of supplements?
The TSH is probably one of the biggest things that we'll look at. You know, you don't want a high level of a TSH. The TSH tells you that something is going on within the thyroid physiology from start to finish. So when that TSH goes up, there's a hiccup somewhere. And if you're working on fixing that root cause or identifying it and correcting it, then that TSH should come back down. But if that TSH is not coming down, then that could be a really good time to utilize medication, because you don't want high TSH sitting there, because sometimes that can actually cause goiters down the road, or it can cause just an enlargement in that thyroid that you don't need. And so there's a kind of a time and a place for that. Sometimes the other time when it works really well is some of the patients that have Hashimoto's, you know, a little bit of medications can actually be really supportive for those patients. It's just, you know, it's like you deal with those ups and downs of your immune system on a daily basis. So having something that's a little consistent can really help some people. In the case of the pregnancies, you know, there's a lot of research that actually shows that sometimes medications can be really helpful with people with hypothyroid during pregnancy, because the baby actually needs thyroid support. There's actually a big correlation between thyroid and brain development. You know, so it's really important to make sure that, you know, the mom's not having these weird fluctuations, or the mom's not hypothyroid during pregnancy, so that can be a good time to help with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see sometimes with people that have maybe some conversion issues where they can't. And I think we talked about this last week a little bit, where you have T4 that converts to T3. And so if you're not converting that, then actually it could be helpful to utilize some T4 and T3. And you might see these in cases of, let's say like somebody has like cirrhosis or, you know, fatty liver or something like that, that's really hindering the conversion, you know, that it's just going to be really hard to manage that, that maybe, giving them some medication actually could be a really good thing. So that's kind of like, you know, we see a patient, we go through and we look at their blood work. And they're, you know, and when you do a full blood chemistry, it gives you an idea of what's going on with thyroid physiology. And then the rest of the blood chemistry tries to give you some ideas of why, you know, is it, you know, we've talked about this over the past couple of weeks, is it, you know, a liver issue, a gut issue, is it a deficiency, is it dopamine or serotonin, all these other things can impact the physiology. You know, so if we run and we do a workup on the patient, then we identify, okay, Is this just a simple metabolic issue that if we can get this under control, probably everything in the thyroid will just clean itself right out? And if that's the case, then that's really awesome. And if it's not the case, or there's something really big, or their TSH is, you know, super high, then that's when we say, you know what, this is probably a better case for you to get, you know, some medical management while we keep working on your physiology and your metabolic system.
Sure. Now, the supplement side, would that be probably a good thing for hypothyroidism and hyper? I mean, does it work both ways, or most times supplements just, you know, for hypo?
You know, no supplements for hyper, you know, and I think that's an important thing. If you have hyperthyroidism, that is where you need to be on medications, because that can really cause some major health issues or some cardiovascular issues. So you always want to make sure that you're on the proper medications for Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism. You know, hypo, that's a time where you can see, hey, you know, does something like this help me or support my thyroid symptoms, et cetera, et cetera, but definitely not hyper. So if anybody's thinking, oh, I have hyperthyroid, let me go get some supplements and see if that'll help, that's usually not a great idea. It's good to go seek out medical, you know, help. Get your PCP, and there's a lot of great things that they could do for people. So it's better to get that under control than to deal with some cardiovascular issues.
Right. Last question real quick here. Hear a lot about the word probiotics today. Take just a minute, and we can catch up this next week, but take just a minute and talk about the whole probiotics thing in our healthcare today.
Man, that's actually a world that's, as we talk, is changing a lot. I actually have to give a lecture on that this week here in the Denver area. But probiotics is a tough one because there's a lot of great things. And I mean, I've read books that probiotics can literally change your life. But you're also seeing that some people have that bacteria overgrowth in their digestive system. So if you just add probiotics, you just add to that overgrowth. Some of the newer research is actually coming out suggesting that if you're just giving somebody, you know, a bottle that has 5, 7, 10 strains in it, and they've been taking that for years, where you're kind of beefing up that strain and leaving the other strains behind. You know, so they're now starting to talk about things that actually grow and that help to flourish the probiotics in your system, and not doing probiotics on a long-term basis so that you're not creating like this like king of the hill, you know, scenario in your gut,
right,
where you got this group of bacteria that are just ruling the roost. So it's a world that's changing a lot as we speak. In general, probiotics can be a really good thing for helping with digestion. Your immune system, actually, you know, big chunk of it comes from your digestion. So there's a lot of good things. And also, if you do probiotics, I mean, therapeutically, they talk about getting up to about 100 billion. So you got to take quite a bit to really make a dent. And that's kind of all I have in this little short period of time.
Okay, good. Well, I tell you what, we'll pick that up next week. So I appreciate it. Give Dr. Stedman's office a call, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stedman, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right, and thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Hope everyone has a great afternoon, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.